This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. Amen. So it's necessary that we return to give God thanks quickly. When God does anything for you, return to give him thanks. Because often we take for granted what the Lord has done for us. So tonight, let's begin from the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. I want us to see the values and the virtues of thanksgiving. He said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. So when you look around you today, you will notice that, you know, thanksgiving has become a scarce virtue amongst many believers, amongst humans generally. Thanksgiving has become a scarce virtue. And one of the major signs and symptoms of the end time is that people will be unthankful and ungrateful. According to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 2, I read it says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. This we see all the time. People are lovers of themselves. If you need to see how people love themselves, you just need to take, you know, a trip to social media and see how people are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. Put the King James Version for me. The King James Version will say, in the last days, there will be perilous times. And at the end there, he said, they will be unthankful. People will be unthankful. So the end time is characterized by unthankfulness. That is, people will be unthankful to people, and also people will be unthankful to God. People will be unthankful to people. They will also be unthankful to God. The scripture says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. People will be unthankful. People will be ungrateful in the last days. They will not only be unthankful to humans and people around them, they will also be unthankful to God. But you and I must overcome this in the name of Jesus. I say we must overcome this in the name of Jesus. The spirit of ingratitude that has enveloped our generation, I declare tonight we shall overcome it in the name of Jesus. I say we shall overcome it in the name of Jesus. So the Bible says people will be unthankful, people will be ungrateful, people will not be grateful to what God has done for them, to what humans have done for them. People will be ungrateful to what humans, they will be ungrateful to what humans have done for them. They will not, you know, they will not return to say thank you. And you and I must be very careful, because often when God does anything for us, we tend to think that it was our own strength and ability that gave us those things. When God does anything for us, we tend to think that it was all our wisdom that gave us the victory. But one thing you must understand is, except the Lord watches the city, the watchman is wasting his time. Except the Lord watches the city, no matter how powerful your security system is, you're wasting your time. So in these last days, you and I must be conscious. We must be intentional in our thanksgiving. We must be very intentional with our thanksgiving. I pray for you today, you will not be unthankful in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be unthankful in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning, this evening. Hallelujah. So, what are the values of thanksgiving? What do we experience and expect from thanksgiving? What do we experience from thanksgiving? What do we expect from thanksgiving? Bearing in mind that thanksgiving is what we owe God. Thanksgiving is what we owe God. Thanksgiving is what we owe God. What are the values of thanksgiving? Number one, thanksgiving sustains and stabilizes your current blessing. Thanksgiving sustains and stabilizes your current blessing. That is, if you do not appreciate God for what he has done, what you claim to have does not have a future. If you do not appreciate God for what he has done, whatever you claim to have does not have a future. It does not have a future. If it was not the Lord who was on our side, you will not be near where you are today. You will not be where what you think you own today. It is the Lord who was on your side. The breath in your lungs, it was the Lord. Actually, some of you right now, based on the calculation of life, you ought to be dead. The sickness came, it could have killed you. It was the medication. There are many others who had similar medication. They even had better medical services, and yet they died of the same sickness. Some actually died of the symptoms alone. And here you are alive, my friend. You need to give God thanks. Lift your voice tonight and give Jesus your highest praise. We have returned to give God thanks for what he did at the EOG conference, a conference that didn't look like it. And yet, this place was packed out with hundreds of women, hundreds of ladies. The encounter, the visitation, the transformation. My friend, let's give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. No woman who came to this conference that left this conference the same way they came. No woman who came to this EOG conference that left the same way they came. So we have returned to say thank you, because thanksgiving sustains and stabilizes your current blessing. If it was not the Lord, he is the God who has done it all. He was there for you when the enemy thought it was over for you. He was there for you when your head was left hanging in shame. He was there for you. He was there for you when that sickness came to destroy your body. He was there for you to open the door when men tried to close the door against you. He was there for you when they have written out your case, when they left you for death, when they looked at you and disqualified you. He was there for your family, even when they thought it was over for your family. He was there for your family. If you know that God has been there, will always be there, lift your voice tonight and give him your highest praise. He was there for you when the car was about to have an accident and he stopped it. He was there for you when the car got into an accident and he made sure nothing touched your body. He was there for you. The same accident others will get into and they are declared dead. You got into the same accident. You came out, no single scratch on your body. This God is good. I say this God is good. Thanksgiving stabilizes your blessing. The stability of your current situation and the sustainability are guaranteed by appreciation. The stability, sustainability of your current situation guaranteed by appreciation. Listen, friends, no miracle is guaranteed a future for the ungrateful. No miracle is guaranteed a future for the ungrateful. No miracle has a future for the ungrateful. The breakthrough of the ungrateful is not guaranteed. The breakthrough of the unthankful is not guaranteed. The breakthrough of the ungrateful cannot be sustained. Many have not laid it to their heart to give God thanks or to give thanks to the name of the God Almighty who has done it for them. Hallelujah. We live in a time where we complain about everything. You know, how many people has ever stood up one day and give God thanks for our government and for our nation? You're looking at me. Because in your heart, they have not done anything for us. Amen. You see the way you're all looking at me. It's an indication how ungrateful 99.9% of our citizens are. Very ungrateful. What others turn into a prayer request and a prayer point, that is what you get for free. In Europe, in the North America, nobody gives anybody grants for those who are not doing anything. Here, we have disability grants, we have pregnancy grants, we have all kinds of grants. Government build house for you for free. For free. The best American gift to their citizen is food stamps. Food stamps. In Europe, it doesn't exist. And yet, there are those who collect that money and they are grumbling. They are not doing anything for me. They are not doing anything for me. Lift your voice. Let's give Jesus praise for our government and for our nation. Hallelujah. Ungratitude has become the order of the day. Listen, friends, if you have good health today, it is a privilege. You must give God thanks. Go ask those in ICU. Go ask those who are confined to the hospital bed, who have been there 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. They wish they can just stand up and sit up. Some have been lying on their back in the last 2 months. They wish they can just stand up and sit up. Some can't even eat the kind of things you eat. Hallelujah. If you have favor today and you don't acknowledge it, it is the mess. If you don't acknowledge that it is the mercy of God that has given it to you, the future of that favor is not guaranteed. Listen, friends, the future of the blessing is not guaranteed if the one who has been blessed is not giving recognition and appreciation to the one who blessed. If the one who has been blessed is not giving recognition and appreciation to the one who blessed, the future of that blessing has no guarantee. You recognize the God who has blessed you. You appreciate the one who has made it happen. The God who has made it happen. You give him praise. You give him praise. You slept and you woke up. Why? Because the Lord sustained you. Not your alarm. Put that scripture on the screen for me. I lay me down and I slept and I awoke because the Lord sustained me. Your alarm didn't sustain you. The Lord sustained you. The Lord preserved you. Lift your voice one more time and give Jesus your highest praise. So thanksgiving stabilizes your blessing. The stability of your current situation, the sustainability of your current situation are guaranteed by appreciation. Guaranteed by appreciation. Guaranteed by appreciation. Appreciate the one who made it happen. Appreciate the one who made it happen. Thank God for your health. Every day, wake up and thank God for your health. Listen. Every day, wake up and thank God for your health. You may take it for granted until you fall ill. Then you will now see how ordinary the small finger you think is useless. Let it have a problem. You will now see. Hallelujah. Thank God for your health. It establishes your health when you do that. Thank God for your resources. It establishes your resources. Thank God for your finances. Wake up every morning. Give God thanks for your resources. Thank him for that job. It may not be the right job yet, but thank him for it. At least you have a place you can wake up in the morning and call a workplace. Give him praise for it. Hallelujah. Thank God for your finances. When you do that, it establishes your finances. Hakiri God, the money is not enough. The money is not, but you know you're the one who made the money not enough. Remember? You went on spending. Am I lying? Did God spend the money on your behalf? You spent. Let's be honest with ourselves now. The first day you got a job, your salary was 20,222 rand, 98 cents. You had nothing, no scholar, no nothing. Then you woke up and started gathering everything. Now the money is not enough. Now you're complaining, you're arguing, you're fighting God. No. You bought those things yourself. You knew you can't sustain it. Your salary is 20,000, your car is 15,000. How do you want to live? How do you want to live? It's only a madman who behaves like that. Your salary is 20,000. Your car is 15,000. You have not paid house rent. You've not put petrol in that car. That's why the car is driving you. You are not driving the car. The car is driving you. Every time you're disturbing everybody, please, can I get 100 rand? I want to. You're disturbing everybody. You know why your church is not begging everybody, not disturbing members? Is wise financial management. That's why your church, have you ever seen us stand here and we are begging everybody and disturbing them? No. I preach my message. We receive the normal offering we ought to receive. And pastor is not under pressure. Why? Wise financial management. The audit of the church came out. Wow, too excellent. The auditor couldn't believe it. The man is wondering, what is going on there? Why is financial management? The pastor is not waking up to buy a Bentley with the money that comes out. So the reason we are not giving God thanks is because we think God is the author of our challenge. And yet he's not. Now lift your voice and give him praise for your job. Number two, thanksgiving makes future blessings possible. That means you're not only stabilizing the blessing of today, you are also establishing the possibility of future ones. That's why we have returned to say thank you for the EOG conference, because we want to guarantee the conference, we want to guarantee the future of 2026 EOG conference. That God will look back and say, they gave me thanks for 2025. The way they were thanking me, let me do greater things for them in 2026. Give Jesus praise tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 50 verse 23, whosoever offered praise glorified me, and to him that ordered his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. When you use mouth to give him thanks, he will show you his salvation. When you give him thanks with the fruit of your lips, he will show you his salvation. When David went to confront Goliath in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, David from verse 34 was explaining to Saul and giving God thanks for delivering him from the lion and the bear. And in verse 37, he said this. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with you. He took time to give God thanks. God, I thank you, and I recognize you were the one who delivered me from the lion. You were the one who delivered me. You delivered me from the bear. You are the one who delivered me. I recognize it wasn't because I was David the warrior. It wasn't because I had any strength. You were the one. And I thank you ahead of time, because you that gave me victory over Goliath, over the lion and the bear. You will give me victory over Goliath. Hallelujah. Take note, friends. What you do about your current blessing will determine what God will do about your future blessings. What you do, I repeat, regarding your current blessing is what determines what God will do about your future blessings. If you give God thanks concerning the current, he ensures that the future is released. He ensures that the future is released. Future blessings are not in view until current blessings are properly acknowledged and appreciated. Properly acknowledged and appreciated. You'll never be able to bring down Goliath until you have approached God for and appreciated God, rather, appreciated God for deliverance from the lion and from the bear. Appreciate God for deliverance from the lion and the bear. Many believers are wondering why they are not seeing any new things in their life. It's simply because all that God has done, they have never taken the time. Take one day and say, this fasting, I'm denying myself just to say thank you. God, I'm not asking you anything. I'm not coming to ask you, give me, because my name is Jimmy. No. I'm just returning to say thank you. Hallelujah. And if you're Jimmy here, I'm not referring to you, please. It's true. Give him thanks. Now, lift your voice. Go ahead and celebrate the Lord tonight, please. Go ahead and give him praise tonight. One of the things that God has helped us with is we keep giving God praise for the little. And he keeps multiplying. We celebrate him for, you know, one of the ways to be able to give God thanks properly is accountability. When you don't keep record, you can't give thanks. When you do not keep record, when we're still by the corner Excelsior, when the church was still very, very small, then I was not even always here. I used to go to Palabora to minister. The church was very small. Our resources were not up to 7,000 rand a month. And we felt, well, since it was small, there's no need to keep record. One day the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Say, you don't grow big to manage well. Through one of my mentors. I was listening to him. He was speaking to pastors. Say, you don't grow big to manage well. He just said it casually. But I could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit took that word and said to me, you manage well to grow big. And I ran with that word. I called my wife. Then one of our assistant pastors, the wife used to be an accountant, Suella. I said, now, everything that comes, write down every cent. Every, to the last cent. And the first month she did that, we were shocked at what God was doing for us. I said, God, so this is what you do for us. We started giving him thanks to where we are today. When you don't keep record, you won't give thanks. Honestly, when you don't keep... Listen, I want to challenge you. This month, keep record. It will amaze you what God has done for you. Let's give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. As I close tonight with these words. You may not think that thanking God is necessary. But one thing I want you to understand is, it is possible that your gratitude can be too little and too late. And it is not possible for you to thank God too much. It is not possible to thank God too much. It can be possible that you don't thank God enough, but it is impossible that you are thanking God too much. It is impossible. It can be possible that you didn't praise God enough, but it will be very impossible that you praise God too much. One spiritual medication that doesn't have overdose and side effect is praise. It doesn't have overdose, it doesn't have side effect, is praise. If you can't thank God for that one-room apartment, you cannot be grateful when he puts you in three-bedroom. And if you can't thank God for the three-bedroom house you have right now, you will never be grateful when he puts you in a mansion. If you can't thank God for that salary of 2,000 rands, when the salary arrives, the first thing you do, you lift it up before the Lord, you give God thanks. If you can't thank God, when 20,000 rand salary arrives, you will not be able to thank God. And if you can't thank God for the 20,000, when 100,000 salary arrives, 200,000 arrives, you will still be able to thank God. Because gratitude has nothing to do with volume. It has everything to do with the state of your heart. If you can't thank God for the little in your hands, you won't give God praise for the plenty that will come into your life. There are many people who have not seen what they are looking for simply because they are despising where they are. Don't despise the days of small beginnings, the scripture says. Don't despise where you are today. Don't despise what you have. What you have right now is the seed for what God will do tomorrow. What you do with your current blessing, I repeat, will determine what God will do with the future ones. Number three, thanksgiving multiplies your available resources. What is available is multiplied by thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the multiplication of available resources. John 6, verse 11 to 12, Jesus took the loaves and he gave God thanks. He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that they remain, that nothing be lost. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gave thanks, and the meal multiplied. What was available multiplied. What was available multiplied by thanksgiving. Jeremiah 30 verse 19, our key scripture tells us, they say, and out of them proceeds thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. Then he now says, when they do that, I multiply them. When they do that, I multiply them. When they do that, I multiply. So that tells me multiplication is tied to thanksgiving. When they do that, I multiply them. I make sure they are not few. I make sure that their business opportunities are not few. I make sure that their job opportunities are not few. I make sure that open doors, breakthroughs that comes their way is not few. Ah, he said, I will also glorify them. They will not be small. I prophesy your days of smallness are over in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. You will not be small on the wings of your thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Where you have what you have in your hand multiplies with appreciation. What you have in your hands multiplies with appreciation. What you have in your hands multiplies with appreciation. It may not have been enough before you started thanking God, but one thing I can tell you, it multiplies as you begin to appreciate God for it. You know, when the conference was going, preparation was going on, one day I called my wife. I said, the way you are worrying like this, it looks like you are not the new doer. She was angry with me, but, you know, after 21 years, anger from her. I said, it looks like you are the doer. The way you are worried over this conference, you are not the doer. Well, hello, doer, keep doing. As when you discover that you're not the doer, you will find rest. And I feel like telling her, you see, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Maybe you're in a similar situation. You're worried over what it looks like it will never happen. Can I tell you this? You are not the doer. And as long as you're not the doer, can you rest and allow the doer do what he wants to do? Give Jesus praise this evening. You're not the doer. The day I discovered that nothing worries me again, when we're buying the LED screen, I was not worried. I'm not the doer. The screen is not going to sit on my head. It will sit in his house. So let the doer do what he ought to do for his house. And if he chooses not to do, it will not affect my preaching in any way. And the doer always does what he knows how to do best. Give Jesus praise. I came to declare over you tonight, God will come through for you in the name of Jesus. I say he will come through for you in the name of Jesus. Celebrate him if you believe that tonight. Appreciation is fertilization for multiplication. Appreciation is fertilization for multiplication. Everything dries up around a murmurer. And I pray for you again tonight. Good things will multiply around you in the name of Jesus. The glory of God that sat in this conference, it was not by the making of any man. The glory of God is as the glory of God came and sat in the conference. The Friday morning, it was something else. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, people couldn't even come to the front. As they ran to the front, the power of God took them. It can only be God. My friend, let's give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. When you study the Bible, you will notice that the children of Israel exclaimed, "What is this?" when God gave them manna. And it became their portion for 40 years. When many people who look at their salary, the very moment it enters their hand, they say, "What is this?" I've always said, "So what is this? It will not even be enough." And that's how the salary remains. And they forget that there are people who don't have a salary. As many of you are speaking right now, there are many. The unemployment rate in the nation has increased. I think it has jumped up by an extra 2% or so, or thereabouts. So that means if you have a job right now, you're a privileged human being. You're very privileged. How can the government must provide job? No. No government has to provide job for you. No. So which means, as it is right now, there are 32% of unemployed and 32% and more, I don't know the percentage, who will never get employed. This month, who will not get a salary? Why you, by whatever midnight it is, you're staring at your phone because the alert will come in. You get a salary. So don't you think you ought to give God thanks? Don't you think so, my friend? Don't you think so? Appreciation is one of the mysteries that can make your salary thrive in your hands. That is to say, the same salary that everybody has in their hands, but your own begins to thrive because of appreciation. Because my God supplies all your needs, not some of your needs, all your needs according to his riches in glory, not according to your salary. So when you begin to appreciate God, you begin to see supplies from quarters you can't explain. People begin to do things for you. God begins to raise people to do things for you. God touches their hearts to go out of their way to be a blessing to you. Things you're not even thinking of. Things you're not even praying about. Things that, why? Because you are walking in appreciation, in gratitude. And when you are grateful to God, when you are grateful, when you are thankful, God has a way of meeting your needs. He has a way of meeting your needs, friends. And I prophesy over you tonight, your days of shortage are over in the name of Jesus. I say your days of shortage are over in the name of Jesus. What others paid for, I prophesy, receive it by favor in the name of Jesus. What others pay for, God will give it to you by favor in the name of Jesus. I say he will give it to you by favor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise tonight. Your days of scarcity is over. Your season of lack is over. On the wings of thanksgiving, I declare, let God multiply your resources in the name of Jesus. Your season of from hand to mouth is over in the name of Jesus. Your season from paycheck to paycheck is over in the name of Jesus. As you give God thanks, as we close tonight, as you give God thanks, as you worship him, as you celebrate him, as you magnify his name, as you give him thanks for what he has done, I prophesy, may what is in your hands, may it multiply. May it be more than enough in the name of Jesus. May it be more than enough in the name of Jesus. I say, may it be more than enough in the name of Jesus. Appreciation is the mystery that makes your salary thrive in your hands. Never forget that. Never forget that. Appreciation makes your resources, as a business person, makes your resources thrive. Appreciation. We're just going to celebrate him for his goodness. Thank him. Look at where you are today. Some of you can't remember the last time you went to the hospital. How many are like that? Wow. Can you see all of you? You can't remember the last time you went to the hospital. Can you see? Eh? Only to give birth. Her own is only to give birth. So do you think it's your multivitamin, my friend? There are those who drank multivitamin and they are dead. Or you think it's by gym? There are those with all their six pack, they died. Remember during the COVID? The guy caught COVID with all his muscles. All his muscles. Muscles couldn't deliver from COVID. And yes, some of you went through the same COVID. Nothing happened to you. Because God was preserving you. I want you to lift your voice tonight as we go home. Give him thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.